The summit is held in the spring and has always included a full day of activities. But Timothy Callens of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs says a pared-down version will take place this spring.
The full summit takes a good part of the student union, and we have all sorts of displays, different presentations, and a keynote speaker. Environmental Summit Light, which will be April 1st, is just a keynote speaker. She will come here as part of our Sustainability Brown Bagger series. Our speaker is Tara Brockman. She's the author of Seasons on Henry's Farm. She's also the founder of a group called The Land Connection. She's very interested in local foods and sustainable rural development.
So you will have this Environmental Summit Light in the spring, around the time you normally have the Environmental Summit. And then there will be a full summit in the fall. Is that when the Environmental Summit will be held in the future?
Yes. We will start planning on the summit right within the next week here in January. And the summit itself is planned for November the 12th, which is a Wednesday.
You mentioned the Sustainability Brown Baggers a moment ago, and that series actually gets underway next week, correct?
Yes. The first Brown Bagger will be Tuesday, the 28th of January. That'll be from 12:30 to 1:30 in the Mount Pass Library West up on the fourth floor. Our speaker will be doing a webinar. He will be speaking from Kansas State University, but we will have monitors up and all of that equipment for viewing. His name is Dan Call. He is an extension professor there. And several years ago, he did a very interesting project based on an Environmental Protection Agency grant to help clean up a watershed and also develop the communities along that watershed in Kansas so that they actually found out a lot about their history in terms of settlement by the Native Americans and in terms of European settlement history. And they've put together a very nice recreational area along with cleaning up the stream.
The second Sustainability Brown Bagger will feature someone from the Illinois Humanities Council. How did you tie in sustainability, with the humanities?
There are all sorts of different approaches to sustainability, and our reason for bringing in Dan Meacham from the Illinois Humanities Council is that sustainability is more than environmental. It's cultural. It's the way we think, the way we act as groups. So it's part of our history when we start looking at our arts. And I'm sure almost all of our listeners can picture some sort of painting or photograph of nature. So these activities from the humanities that involve history and various forms of art, even music, are going to be part of our thinking as we do these sessions in the future. So he's going to be talking about cultural sustainability in the rural Midwest, and I think it will be a fascinating talk.
Timothy Callens is Assistant Director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University. He says there will also be a brown bagger on community sustainability at rural libraries, which also ties into cultural issues. A schedule of the Sustainability Brown Bagger presentations can be found at tristatesradio.com. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.